Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Let me continue explaining how and why the Fed lied to the public in its announcement 9 days ago that it would begin next month to reduce its balance sheet. After the 2013 fiasco in talking about ending the inflation of the money supply, Fed officials realized they could not achieve their goals by being honest with the American people. The Fed then waited until December 2015 before it increased, for the first time in 6 years, the federal funds interest rate. Today, that interest rate is barely 1%, which is only about one quarter of what it was a decade ago. Clearly, these slow, small increases reveal that the Fed does not regard the U.S. economy as having fully recovered from the Great Recession. Despite this lack of confidence in the U.S. economic recovery, the Fed wants to pretend otherwise. One way to signal economic confidence would be to reduce the Fed's bloated balance sheet. The Fed announced last week that it would start doing so. However, that was not really true. In the attachment to last week's Fed statement, which was ignored by the regular U.S. media, the Fed said it would start next month to reduce assets by $10 billion per month. That is a joke. At that rate, it would take 30 years to shrink the Federal Reserve's assets to the level it was at the beginning of the Great Recession. In financial markets, 30 years is forever. That means it will never happen. The Fed is posturing that it is reducing its balance sheet as a sign of confidence in the U.S. economy. At the same time, it contradicts that posture by not actually doing so. When you look at all the information, the Federal Reserve is really telling us that the U.S. economy is in much worse shape than the politicians and regular media are telling us. The value of the U.S. dollar is already down 10% this year. This economic weakness will eventually push down the U.S. dollar a lot further. Gold and silver prices will jump. Are you ready? That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.